calling. Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This will be recorded for quality purposes. Hey there, sorry about that. You see how I signed you out of Windows and then signed you right back in and it let you then?
Yes, ma'am.
The VPN?
I see, yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. So now you can go to your Internet Explorer, like minimize this page, and on your laptop, like in the background, all of those apps, go to the Internet one. Yeah. And then the third tab. So now your tabs and scripts and all of that will pop up correctly once you're signed into your VPN. If ever you're not seeing anything, like those pages say cannot be displayed like that, then you're not signed into the VPN and you'll have to sign out on Windows and try it again. Okay.
Am I in the right?
You are, yes. So, and I just want to, I haven't entered it in the system just at this current moment yet because I haven't signed off on it yet, but I'm just going to show you. There's like a section in there where you can leave comments if you have anything to say about the coaching or about the calls or anything at all. You don't have to sign it if you don't agree with it. That does not make it go away. However, you do have a right to refuse the, you know, you acknowledging your name and signing that you sign off on it. You can definitely refuse it, but like I said, it doesn't make it kind of go away. It's still always going to be in there. So you're not going to go here. Let me show you where you're going to go. So agent overview, come up a little bit, and all you need to do is just hover over where it says pending write-up. You click in this little box where it has a number one. Click in that blue box. And then it's your first initial, last name. And then the password is, nope, just first initial, last name. And the password is first initial, last name at ASK. It's going to be the same login as you do when you log into your laptop. Okay, and this is going to bring up any coaching that you've ever received in the system. So there goes the last one from January. And if you click it, yeah, just hit view. If you come down a little bit, in this box right there that's empty, tells you format, export as, that's where you can leave anything that additionally that you want to say. If you don't have anything to say, that's cool. You can leave it blank. But come on down, and if you refuse to sign the disciplinary, you just hit mark it as refused. If you agree with it, then you would just sign your name and date it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. That would, I would sign where it says employee, correct?
Yes, correct. Where it says employee, and then next to that where it says date. That would be where
yes,
you would
ma'am.
Sign. But now this one, no, you're not signing off on this one. This one has already been submitted previously.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
This isn't the new one. I'm going to enter the new one in there for you, though, but that would be where you would need to go to get to it.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, you just let us know if there is anything that we can help with, and then also don't forget to reach out to IT about your audio, about your mic.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right then. Well, I hope you have a good rest of your shift.
I was trying to see how to go back until it pops up. Go to home.
You just hit the back key.
It's just checking me right here.
Let me see. Let me look again. I had to close it out. Yeah, so where are you trying to go to?
I was waiting on, would it just pop up? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it would just pop up in there. Let me just
yes, ma'am.
See if I can just enter it in here for you. Okay, let me see. I'm going to sign off on it. And I'll date it, and then it'll be available for you to see. Are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just keep thinking I'm losing you. Maybe you're using your mute button. Okay. Now just refresh your page. Where's the little refresh button at? Okay, that's it.
I see Vince tonight. Okay.
Yeah, it's
is it
just
the last
because
one?
He, yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, and I appreciate your time. Let me know if we can help with anything, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Change that refuse to sign to no if you're going to put your name in that box. There you go. Okay, then. Well, you have a good rest of your shift, and let us know if we can help with anything, okay?
Yes, you're welcome. Thanks for calling, Custer.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, that's fine, honey. Thanks for calling. For support. Bye.
Oh, my God. Thanks for calling customer service. You have a great day.